what was your reaction when you found out Ohio State had hired Coach Meyer?
I was happy. You know, I was happy in the situation because, you know, he coached a lot of Heisman trophies. He recruit real good. He get the top guys. You know, he's been through it all. You know, he's done all that. Got a couple of national championships on his belt. I was very happy, man.
You said it took you a while to trust Coach Herman. What was kind of the moment where you said, okay, I'm all in with this guy?
You know, he showed me that I can trust him. You know, I can depend on him, whatever I need. You know, he coached me really good. And he put me in good situations that I can take advantage of. And he helped me on the field and outside the field, too. You know, he helped me with a lot of things. And I'm very blessed to have him.
The team bonding stuff that you mentioned that y'all didn't do in the past but are doing now, do you think it's having its intended effect of whatever that may be, either making y'all closer or making y'all relaxed? Do you think it's working?
Yeah, man, I see guys that be playing around in the locker room that I never see playing around in the locker room before. I'm like, man, this dude really playing, you know, interacting with people. You know, it's pretty cool to see people that was, you know, that didn't, that was like in a corner, they didn't really talk to nobody. And, you know, now they just walking around being loose and more involved with people. So that's how it should be. You know, that's how we get closer and that's how we play for each other.
Feel relaxed heading into this season?
I feel confident, relaxed, comfortable, all that.
How often?
Thanks, Braxton.
Do you like doing this stuff, talking to the media and all that?
Yeah, I do, but I don't know about this morning. I mean, so early, man. That's why I got to get some coffee in my system. But no, that's cool, though. You know, I've been very blessed to be in this situation, man. I'm taking nothing for granted. You know, if I wasn't doing nothing good, I wouldn't be here today. So I'm very blessed. I take advantage of the situations, and now I like it. You know, I think about it in a positive way. So I love you guys, man.
How often have you found yourself thinking back to that Michigan State game last year, considering how close you guys were to playing for a national title?
I thought about it for like a month, but now it's behind me, man. I got to think about it as a good learning segment in life. You know, when we're down in the game, you know, we got to take advantage in an early game to, you know, make big plays instead of waiting to a crunch time to make plays. So, you know, we'll see when November 8th comes.
How does that change things now, knowing that they're in the same division as you and you're going to get that opportunity to redeem yourself against them?
It's going to be fun, man. You know, it's a night game, too, so, you know, prime time. Hey, that's going to be one of the biggest games, I feel like, on ESPN this year. It's going to be fun, man, even for Big Ten.
You like playing night games considering you got five of them?
Oh, yeah, I love them. I had to toast. Me and Coach Meyer was talking about that. Like, man, Coach, you need to get some more night games like you did in Florida. So he agreed with me. He liked playing night games as well, too. So that's when all the big players come, man. I feel like, you know, at nighttime, everybody's tuned in, get good rest throughout the whole day, and play a fun game at night. So
does that change the intensity, not just with you, but like with some of your teammates when you're preparing for a game and you know that it's going to be on that kind of stage?
Man, oh yeah, for sure. Everybody's thinking about it all day. You know, they get really intense. I'm sure they visualize it every time. You know, they wake up, go to sleep. They think about it the whole day. So you got a whole lot of time to think about what you're gonna do in that game that night.
Braxton, what's Michael Bennett like? He's admittedly kind of a weird guy. That's how he described himself.
That's what he said?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
I mean, he tweets about some things that you wouldn't expect a football player to...
What did he tweet?
Just, like, about politics and stuff. And what's Michael Bennett like for those of us who don't get to know him like you do?
He probably hit on himself. You know, we're a guy, man. But, no, he's cool. He got a good personality, but I don't know. I don't know what he'd be doing when he leave here, so I don't know. His personal life. I don't really check his Twitter, but I'm going to check him now since you said that. That's funny.